The new vehicle, called the Qiantu K50, is already being built in China by CH Auto, where about 1,000 have been sold. Now a U.S. company, Mullen Technologies, has signed a letter of intent for construction of a 1.3 million square foot manufacturing center on Spokane's West Plains, near the airport, to build the all-electric vehicle. It is the first U.S. plant for that car. Todd Coleman is with the West Plains Airport Area Public Development Authority, who says local authorities joined together to offer incentives for the company to build here rather than in California.
The PDA would lease that land from the airport, would in turn issue revenue bonds in order to raise funds for building of the facilities. We would build those facilities and lease that back to Mullen for their operations.
Coleman says Spokane's cost of living, as well as local engineering degrees offered by local schools, helped convince the company to locate here as well. The Qiantu K50 is an aluminum frame, carbon fiber body, two-seater sports coupe, and its all-electric power plant will propel it from 0 to 60 miles an hour in a rapid 4.2 seconds. Coleman says maximum speed is 125 miles an hour, with a range of about 250 miles, and the price of the all-electrical vehicle is competitive.
I did see at the auto show that there were some quotes in there that they may have a range from 105 to 149,000, depending on the finishes in the car.
If that seems pricey, consider the U.S.-built Tesla Roadster, also an electric vehicle, sells for about $200,000 base price. The plant will initially hire 55 workers at startup, which is expected later this year. It may hire as many as 860 employees by 2026. The Mullen Company plans to bring research and development related to lithium batteries, which could increase the projected employment level to as high as 3,000 eventually. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.